We will convert that video to audio. We will pull the title. We will pull the metadata. We will pull the chapter notes, and we will automatically publish that video as an audio podcast. You have to do nothing. You can be at sleep in the middle of the night and your new episode will post, so long as you have posted your new video to that YouTube playlist. You're listening to Podcast Insider, hosted by Mike Dell, Todd Cochran, and Mackenzie Bennett from the Blueberry team, bringing you weekly insights, advice, and insider tips and tricks to help you start, grow, and thrive through podcasting, all with the support of your team here at Blueberry Podcasting. Welcome. Let's dive in. This is Todd Cochran, CEO and co-founder of Blueberry Podcasting.
And I'm Mike Dell, the VP of Customer Relations here at Blueberry.
We have some exciting features to talk about today. Widgets for your website and our very exciting Bid to Pod.
Yeah, well, let's get with widgets first. Of course, they've been available in the dashboard. We kind of soft launched them. But if you haven't tried them out yet, you can find them under Show, Manage, and then Widgets. And what they are little things you can stick on your website. A lot of them are podcast 2.0. And the nice thing about this is it works on any website that will take an iframe, not just in WordPress. So we're branching out a little bit from WordPress, kind of.
And these widgets are really designed to take many of the features that we have added to our platform and for you to be able to showcase those features on your website or partner websites or wherever it may be. And I think what I'm really excited about this is while we have the functions in podcast apps, a lot of the podcasting 2.0 apps over at podcastapps.com have many of these features built into the app. This is actually taking the ability for you to display a widget on your website that allows you to show stuff off like your audience survey, your funding, your Boostagram, your Podroll, to be able to show these functions off in a way that allows you to get web exposure to the features that are in your RSS feed and things that we have set up for you, both in the dashboard and in PowerPress.
Yeah, I really like the Podroll one because, you know, years ago used to be that blogs out there would have what's known as a blog roll. So it was whatever the blogger wanted to promote, and it was, you know, it was pretty slick where you could cross promote blogs that you liked. Well, this brings that to podcasting. Now, of course, that was podcasting 2.0 that brought that in the namespace, but now we're going to surface that on the websites. And, you know, I really like it because, you know, I do more than one show. I do this show, I do a couple other shows, and I like to be able to cross promote those, you know, because people that tend to like you will also like some of the shows that you like or some of the other shows that you do. So it's really kind of slick that way.
You know, the widget for Podroll is one of those that you can place in a sidebar of your website or maybe in a post. And I like being able to put it right in the post because as people are reading my episode show notes, they can see directly the podcasts that I recommend and click over to their website to be able to subscribe to them. So I think the Podroll function gives you the ability to, again, like Mike said, promote other podcasts that you like and love, including your own other shows as well. I think my Podroll, I think I've got 6 or 7 shows that I listen to consistently that I have recommended in my Podroll, and that will be able to give my audience ability. I just say in the podcast, hey, check the show notes out. You'll see my Podroll, and within the Podroll embed will be the album art and a link to go over to the show. So I think that's one thing that's really, really exciting. And another thing, you know, we've given you the ability for a long time to embed your audience survey link. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that takes a little bit of work. You got to, you know, put a little something together on your website and you have to link it and make sure that it all looks well. Well, this is easy. You just grab this embed and drop it. You can put it in show notes and drop it in the sidebar. And again, it gives you, and when I run my annual audience survey, it gives the listeners a link for them to fill out. And what's cool about it is it's only going to show up in the 3 or 4 episodes during that month when I'm promoting the survey. That so as soon as the episode that I stop promoting the audience survey in, I don't have to put the widget in there no more. I don't have to put the embed. It carries over into those older episodes. But again, it allows me to distinctly have a campaign, and it's not necessarily sidebar where I have to take it or up, take it down. I can leave it up in those episodes and makes it really, really nice.
Or you could just leave it up all the time. That's up to you. But that's, you know, the way you're doing it actually helps, you know, promote people filling it out. Whereas, you know, we promote that we have one in our show notes every episode, and we'll be using this widget, of course, instead of the link that we've been putting in there.
Another thing that we have is similar to our sidebar in PowerPress, where you can add your subscribe links and modify that so that they're round or square. And there's some options in there in PowerPress. Not all of you are running PowerPress on your website. Maybe you are running a Wix website and you're using the dashboard, mm-hmm. or you're on Squarespace or something like that, and you don't have an easy way to put the subscribe follow icons on your website. Well, this is real easy. Again, it gives you the links and logos for people to follow your show on podcast apps. So any of the destinations that you have basically organized in the destination section, both in PowerPress and on the dashboard, will show up in the subscribe and follow embed. And again, it's just another way to be able to easily place these subscribe buttons. And maybe you want to do this on, maybe you have a dedicated page and haven't had really the ability to promote all the different destinations. So really, this is really designed to have this box put anywhere you want with all those icons.
Yeah. And the next two are, a lot of people are talking about monetizing shows. Well, there's ways to do it with advertising, but there's also the value for value. And Podcast 2.0 has the two tags, the funding tag and the value tag, which turns into boostograms or streaming satoshis. We've got that now where you could put that right on your website. And the funding tag would be like something like a PayPal donate link or a buy me a coffee or a Patreon, something like that, any sort of donation site. Or if you have a specific page on your site, you can throw that in the funding tag. And this widget will just have that right there on there. So if they want to donate to your show, there'll be one link and you can put that anywhere. And then the value for value boosts, just like in some of the Podcast 2.0 apps, the new apps over at newpodcastapps.com or podcastapps.com. I don't know. There's probably 10, 10 ways to get there. But anyway, any of those new apps, you can send a boostogram, which is a little message with some satoshis in it, bits of Bitcoin. And now you can do that right from your website, or actually your listeners can do that right from your website if you use this widget.
One of the ones that is also kind of cool is, how do you give credit? Well, show credits is another feature where you put, let's say, you and your co-host as the host and co-host, or maybe dual host titles, and then you have a guest. Well, this show credit widget will allow you on an episode by episode basis to basically give a credit and have that credit show up on your website with your guest and their link to their website. So you can have essentially two embeds. You can have one for you and your co-host, or just you, and another embed right next to it with your guest. And really what it does, it spices up each episode so that as people land on your website, they can see your picture, because you have the ability to link a picture, your guest picture, and then maybe a link to either your or the guest's LinkedIn page. It really depends on how you want to mix it up.
Pretty much any link you can put in there.
Yeah, or a bio link or site link. But again, the credits is it gives you the ability to show your hosts, producers, and guests, of course.
Yeah, and there's a whole list of different things you can give credit for. So you could make it almost like the credits at the end of a movie, you know?
But it's true though. If you've got someone that's the editor or co-producer or does the transcripts for you or someone that's providing value and you want to, you can put, give them a title and put them in your show credits. And again, this is something that you can use to recognize, you know, again, what we've done here and what's been done is you are now giving value back by promoting the people that are helping you. And again, the guests that are being on the show in a very, very smart professional way. Instead of just putting some link, some hyperlink and some text to them on your website, it really can spruce up your post for your episodes. And again, you can put this maybe on a status page or something, an about page. These widgets can live almost anywhere.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Here, this next one, actually, that you use this one a lot. Because you go live with pretty much every show. We don't go live on this show anymore, but talk about that live widget.
Yeah, the live widget is when you set the time that you're going to go live, the widget will update with the date and time along with the time zone. And that basically updates on your website automatically. So this is designed to live maybe permanently in the sidebar or wherever you're promoting your live event to show when the next live is. And then when you send out the live signal, basically saying that you are going live and the mechanism that happens there, the widget will update to live and it'll show that you're green, that you're in the studio, that you're live. And that basically, that widget will link to your live page so you can take them to the live page to participate, to either watching the audio or listening to the audio or watching the video or participate in the chat room. And then when the show ends, when you basically have finished the live, the status changes on that icon to say that the live show has ended.
Kind of like a tally light for your website, you know, like in the old radio stations, you have an on-air light, you know, it's kind of that thing.
And then when you update the information on when your next live event's going to be, it'll update and it'll show your next live and give the advertising right on your website for that next live event. So it's just a cool little tool. Like, yeah, it is. It's kind of like a tally light. Hey, we're live or we're off air or here's the upcoming event. So again, you can send those links to the locations you want from that widget. But basically, it just gives you the ability to advertise it, click on it, and you can then have your audience participate.
All right. And here's one that I think is kind of cool is if, say, you have a landing page for, you know, new possible listeners, you could throw a widget for your trailer up. And that way you've got your trailer linked, you know, all the time and playable right there on your website. You know, so if someone comes to your website, it's not sure they want to listen, they want to hear a little bit more about the show, they can play that trailer right there. So that's kind of an easy way to do a trailer episode. Mark it as trailer in, you know, when you publish the episode, and there it is. So anyway, kind of a neat little widget.
Now, as a reminder, these widgets are not just for WordPress. They're for any website that will take an iframe embed.
Basically, if you could throw a YouTube embed into your website, you can do these.
Yep, exactly. So I think we can move on and talk about our most exciting announcement that's getting a lot of buzz. This has been available for about a week now, and it's a new product called Vid2Pod. And you think Vid2Pod, video to podcast, but Vid2Pod is a way for video first creators, YouTubers, to have an audio podcast version of the show available. Now, if you think about it, if you are focused on doing video first, but yet you want a podcast, but don't want to go through the hassle of creating an audio version, cross-posting, doing all the things that are needed to produce an episode, well, we've got a solution for you. We have the ability now to automatically create a podcast episode from any new video you put in a designated playlist in YouTube. Now, we're going to probably expand this beyond YouTube, but currently it's for YouTube. More services to be added as we figure out the mechanism to do so. But again, it will automatically create a podcast episode for you. So we will actually, as soon as you post to your YouTube playlist, we will query that playlist on a regular basis. And when we see there's a new, I don't know if you want to call it episode or post, we see there's a new
video,
we will convert that video to audio. We will pull the title. We will pull the metadata. We will pull the chapter notes, and we will automatically publish that video as an audio podcast. But you have to do nothing. You can be asleep in the middle of the night and your new episode will post so long as you have posted your new video to that YouTube playlist. So this is really, again, for friends of yours that are doing podcast on YouTube, but yet they're not in Apple Podcasts. They're not on Spotify. They're not available where you listen to podcasts. So we think, and based upon the feedback we're getting already and the amount of folks that are telling other YouTubers about this, this is a product that might be for someone that you're listening to, or maybe you have been posting double posting and maybe you're video first already, and but you still want an audio podcast, but don't want to do the extra work.
The big time saver for, you know, for YouTubers, and you get that extra exposure as a YouTuber. You know, you're, people would know, you know, the, based on what you say in the show, but you let them know, hey, this is available on YouTube, it's a YouTube channel or whatever. The other beauty of this is you do have the option to have an audio only show. You can come to Blueberry and just publish an MP3 if you want as something extra, or maybe put a trailer in or something like that, where, you know, so this could be used to actually promote your YouTube or vice versa. You know, we're kind of flipping the script a little bit. You know, a lot of people do podcasts and also a video channel. Well, these are for, this is for people that do a video channel and also want to do podcasts.
The big thing that we realize is, and we were at an event recently and someone comes and says, hey, I got a podcast. And I said, great, let me look it up in Apple Podcasts. And the guy looked at me kind of funny. He says, no, I'm on YouTube. I'm like, well, your podcast is not an Apple Podcast. And there was this bewildered look upon this creator's face. Well, he, you know, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I can go to YouTube, but I want to subscribe and follow your show on a podcast app. Oh, I don't have that. Well, this fixes that. And allows a video podcaster or video, anyone on the YouTube channel, be able to have a podcast. And maybe, you know, this is another thing too, is this could be a secondary show. It doesn't prevent you from also coming into the Blueberry platform and having your own website. All the things still apply. You can still have a free WordPress site from us. We don't cross-post to that automatically. We do this all in the dashboard. But it still allows you to have an RSS feed that you can submit to Apple Podcasts. You can submit via the platform to Spotify. This is a product that you do have to have the advanced hosting plan, $20 minimum plan to do this, and storage limits do apply. So if you're producing 8, 9, 10, 12, 20 videos a month, you will need a higher hosting plan to handle all the audio, but at a minimum, you need to be on the $20 plan. That should cover most folks because the video conversion is not that big. This is the only time we ever will actually touch someone's content and create audio for them. And it's specifically designed that way to make it easier. And the best thing, really, again, back to the one of the points I made earlier, is you published your playlist on YouTube and within an hour, your podcast episode is also published.
That eliminates a lot of the work. I watch a lot of YouTube channels, and some of them do also do a podcast version, you know, an audio podcast version. And this one in particular that I listened to mostly on audio, he was complaining the other day, oh, I got all this extra work. I've got all this, extra expense, and I'm going to have to do some advertising or something and all that. Well, that, you know, a little bit extra expense, but no more work. And that's the beauty of it. Once it's set up, and it's really easy to set up, it's just you set it up as another publishing method in Blueberry. You know, like we have PowerPress, we have our dashboard, and now we have this VidToPod. And it's just, it eliminates a lot of the handwork. And you're free to come in and edit the show notes if you want. You can put out a separate episode from YouTube if you want. All that is still available. It's just, you know, if you don't want to do anything, you don't have to.
Now, we will have a video demoing this linked in the show notes. We're actually going to be doing, or at this point have done, a live event at Podcast Movement Evolutions that lays out how this works and how easy the setup is. It really is remarkably easy to create and get this set up. The onboarding is just a little bit different in that we have you go two extra steps in the onboarding. It's primarily to be able to find your channel and also to link your playlist and agree some additional terms and service that we need from those of you that are YouTube creators. But I think you're going to find this remarkably simple. And if you already have a Blueberry account, you just add a new account to the platform, and then you can create the in the settings. You're going to find when you decide what type of show this is going to be, you'll have the ability to link up your YouTube account. But we'll have that all in the documentation and demo videos that are going to be linked in today's episode.
And you know, I think the goal that we had this was came up with from our head of finance, Barry, and he came up with the idea, and we just ran with it, and our dev team just knocked it out of the park. But one of the advantages of this is that you don't have to be a podcaster. You know, this is for people that already have a YouTube channel and never really even thought of podcasting. So, you know, if you know a YouTuber that their show would lend themselves to podcasting as well, or you'd like to be able to take them on the go, yeah, let them know, man. We're here. We'll walk them through it.
Yeah. And I think this is the key is those of you that are traditional podcast first, many of you are watching YouTube channels that you wish you could listen on the go. And this is the key here. And we have to educate these YouTubers as well. Say, hey, there's a difference. Yes, you're able to have a great video experience, but I've got more time to listen than I do to watch. I'd love to listen to your show and let them know that this product's available. Vid2Pod. Vid2Pod is in the is one of our services pages. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. Definitely check it out. Send people our way. And if you're not an affiliate, this might be a good time to become an affiliate, because if you're promoting this, you can use your own affiliate code here and earn some dollars from this. So
give them a couple months free to get it up and going.
And consider becoming an affiliate. That link is in at blueberry.com. You can get signed up as a podcaster today and start earning money for yourself.
It's under Make Money. Some people make some good money on that program for sure.
That's right.
Check it out, Vid2Pod. That's V-I-D number 2, P-O-D.
Thanks for joining us. Come back next week. And in the meantime, head to podcastinsider.com for more information. To subscribe, share, and read our show notes, check out the latest suite of services and learn how Blueberry can help you leverage your podcast. Visit blueberry.com. That's Blueberry without the E's, because we can't afford the E's.